Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So before the draft, we heard that the front office was trying to shop Julio Jones around in the offseason for a trade for a post-June 1. Does trading Julio Jones seem more likely now than it did a few weeks ago?
Yep, I think so. I think the move away from Julio Jones by the Falcons seems a lot more likely now than it did a month ago. We're going to talk more about this, by the way, coming up before the end of the show. But and somebody had sent me some graphic that I guess the Falcons had put out this week, you know, with the schedule stuff coming out, and Matt Ryan's on there, and Kyle Pitts is on there, and AJ Terrell was on it, but Julio Jones wasn't on there.
Yeah,
and that's not a reflection, by the way, of Julio. This doesn't mean that Julio's not elite. It doesn't mean that he's done or finished or that he's even close to that as a National Football League player. But it may mean that he can no longer be an Atlanta Falcon, and it is purely a salary cap issue. The contract is just too big, and as it currently stands right now, the Falcons don't have enough money to be able to sign their draft picks. They're only $500,000 under the cap right now. And if you move away from Julio, you free up a lot of room to be able to, to be able to do that, to be able to get your guys signed. And maybe there's enough money left over, you can go find another veteran free agent or two you could add.
Now, they can only trade Julio Jones. I think they get like 15-4 if they trade him post-June 1st. They cannot cut him and get that money.
Correct.
So they have to. It has to be a trade.
Yep.
So this kind of goes into my next question. What if there's no trade partners for Julio Jones? What if they're like, I don't want to give a second for Julio Jones. I only want to give up a fourth. And the Falcons are like, I don't want to do that. Do you think the Falcons bite the bullet and restructure Julio? Or do they restructure, keep Julio and restructure like a Grady Jarrett if they can't trade Julio?
If you go to, I looked at the website earlier this week. Is it overthecap.com?
Yeah, that's what I looked. That's what I had up.
Yeah, overthecap.com. It's a great website, by the way, especially for those of us that, you know, like math isn't a strong suit, and I don't, you know, as well as confusing as the salary cap can be. That's a great site, by the way, if you want to see where the Falcons stand. What you have here is one of two things, all right, or one of two players affected. And Ken, you mentioned both of them. It's either Julio or it's Grady Jarrett. There's nobody else on the Falcons roster that's left that makes any kind of money where you can do a restructure that makes sense, that's going to give you some cap space, that's going to alleviate some of this pain. So that's got to be one of the two things, short of also possibly trading Julio. If you do that, that gets you under the salary cap. I think it's about $3 million in dead money that you end up having to carry forward. But that albatross has become that contract is an albatross around the neck of the Falcons right now. Mm-hmm. That's preventing them from being able to do what they need to do. Can they find a trade partner for Julio? I don't think you can. What do you want for Julio Jones? Because I don't think you can. You're not going to get a first round draft pick out of Julio.
No.
Maybe you get a day two pick, either a second round or a third round guy. But I think that's best case scenario right now.